Welcome to Biz Nation!
Y'all, Common and Kelly Clarkson don't see eye to eye when it comes to exes. Oh. We'll see who we all agree with.
Okay, and Sofia Vergara knows her looks helped her open doors, and she's not shy about it.
Plus, the Kardashian family chef exposes their surprising cheat meals. Ooh. And there's so much to get to, Brad, let's get to it.
Well, in the words of Gary, baby, Glorilla blasted Adrian Bronner for claiming that he wasn't a cheater. So here's how it all went down. Glo made a post online that went viral where she said,
every man cheat. It's not a faithful dude walking this earth, stamp that.
Wow. Well, this led to a debate online where Adrian chimed in and he wrote on his stories,
Glorilla say every man cheat, but I've been fully committed in my relationship. I've walked a straight line, she lying.
And Glo clapped back writing,
my DM's determined that that was a lie.
Oh, wow.
So how do y'all like Glo's clapback? How does she know in her DMs?
I know.
That he's, unless somebody's in her DM snitching on him.
Yeah.
Or some of the chicks he messed with is posting receipts or something?
Something.
I think she's speaking on her personal experience in life.
Oh, she dates him? They date?
No. Okay. Just in general, when she made that blanket statement that all men cheat, okay, as Adrian Bronner is not dating Glorilla.
Right. Okay.
However, you know, Adrian Bronner was like, well, I'm the only guy who doesn't.
What do you guys think? You
think all men cheat? I think people cheat as much as the opportunities allow them to.
Yo, I read this thing that said women cheat more than men, and I believe that.
That's what now?
That women cheat more than men. Y'all just don't get caught as much.
Facts.
Yeah, definitely not all men cheat. That's for sure.
Have you ever cheated?
No.
Really?
I'm not a cheater. No, absolutely not. Because I believe I'm a firm believer in honesty. Like, and so when it's over, I don't let it dally on. When it's over, it's over.
Oh wow.
But, I mean, if you're cheating, it must wasn't what it was supposed to be in the first place.
Or you just had a lot of opportunities. And you blocked a lot of them.
I felt it in the air if I said, move on.
Let's just go.
Move on.
So some people got too many options. Okay. Well, moving on, it looks like Common and Kelly Clarkson are tackling that question that everyone wants to know. Can exes be friends? So Common appeared on Kelly's show to give us his insight on that age-old question. And here's what he had to say. Check this out.
Yes, I could definitely be friends with an ex. I mean...
Like, how long was the relationship?
I mean, I've been friends with a lot of exes that I've had, and they've been long relationships because most of them in... pretty good. I mean, we go through stuff at the beginning of the breakup, but then once we come to our grounds, it's like we good people. We cool people. Are you friends with any of your exes?
No.
She looks great.
Yeah. Yo, Kelly is
she looks amazing.
She does look amazing.
Yeah.
She does. Hey,
she did that. She killed that.
The divorce will do that
to
you.
If Gay was here, he'd say she was on Ozempic.
Well, praise God.
He puts everybody on Ozempic. Yeah.
Okay, do you think Common was telling the truth? Is he friends with his exes?
I definitely think he is.
He probably is, but he's with Jennifer Hudson.
Jennifer Hudson. Yeah.
I'm sure it has to be okay with her, though.
Yeah. I wonder how he would have answered that question if she asked him on her show.
Right, I wonder if that was from that. Yeah.
I see.
This is such a tricky question, y'all. Yeah, so insidious. Depends. Because, like, there is no right answer. It really does depend on your partner.
Right. My wife ain't going for it.
Really?
My wife ain't going for it.
Jay's not into it, but I could be.
All of them?
All of them.
No, some of them don't deserve it.
That's true.
Some of them don't deserve to still be in your good graces, honey.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, but I could be friends.
Why try?
No, I'm meaning like I let bygones be bygones. I get over things quick.
That sounds like you had a lot of like healthy breakups. Some breakups aren't healthy and they're nasty.
No, I've had a lot of healthy counseling sessions.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and got healed, honey.
Come through BetterHelp.com.
Yes, I can move on. I move on fast. It's nothing for me. Well, Sofia Vergara says her looks is what got her in them Hollywood streets, baby. And she doesn't feel bad about it. I know that's right. Homegirl said...
It would be absurd to deny it or for that to make me feel bad. My giant boobs and my body opened the doors for me. They were my passport to the world when I was 20 years old and I started as a model, but today I'm 51 years old and I'm still here.
Yes.
I know that's right.
Yes.
She also said her ability to take risks is what ultimately solidified her glittering decades in long career TV.
That's what's up.
Looks ain't enough. There's a lot of pretty people who want to be actors or actresses or singers and models. Facts. And there's a million pretty people out there, but that hard work, that determination, that extra thing of talent.
But the looks definitely help get it helps. In the door. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to tolerate the conversation of an unattractive person longer than you have to. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're talented or bringing something to the gang.
Even in the beginning, I remember seeing her in Four Brothers with Dre 3000 and Tyrese.
She was in that?
Whoa, yeah, she was Tyrese's girlfriend. They was doing it on the washer and dryer.
I'm going to watch it again slowly.
She was funny then. I think not only is she beautiful, she's funny too. So that helps with her career as well.
All right, Joe, we'll leave it to the Kardashians to make everyone look at their everyday diet. Gee, thanks, guys. So according to the family's private chef, Chef K, the famous family, definitely keeps up with their calories. With their everyday diet, the ladies are pretty disciplined and also maintain a very rigid fitness routine. But when it comes to cheat meals, y'all, they like to indulge in pasta and grilled cheese. That's a cheat meal. Though Chef K makes it clear that when they cheat, it's just one grilled cheese sandwich and then back to the gym. Since they go so hard with their gym routines, they rarely gain any weight. Who's jealous? Come on now, pasta and grilled cheese, that sounds like a healthy lunch.
Yeah, like that's not even a cheat meal for me, that's food.
Right. So let me get this straight. That chef cooked for everybody? Somebody is hungry. How does that work? If nobody lives together.
Well, maybe like, they go to one crib.
They make a lot.
She prep everything. Yeah. And then runs it to the other cribs. You know, a little meal prep. You know,
They're not far from each other. That chef is getting paid.
Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. When I'm thinking cheat meal, I'm thinking like ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the candy.
At the same time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not either or.
Like ice cream with candy on it.
Yeah, because
I could do some spaghetti with a grilled cheese. I've done that. Right?
That's dinner.
That's amazing.
Hello?
Right?
I think I'm going to make that when I get home.
Hello, amen. With a little catfish.
And I don't have a chef.
I know, right?
Okay, I'm going to cook it myself because don't nobody make it like me.
Okay.
Well, y'all, rumor has it the original Don Dada Playboy himself, Hugh Hefner, wasn't that great at using his magic stick.
Oh. I can see that.
And that's coming from his widow, y'all, 37-year-old Crystal Hefner. In her memoir, Only Say Good Things, Surviving Playboy and Finding Myself, the former play bunny said Hef was horrible in bed. She even said she had better sex from teenage boys back in the day. Crystal went on to describe their freaky romps and said Hef would stare blankly at the ceiling mirror while they were doing certain positions. She also said, like Hef was going through the motions of something that had once been fun and sexy.
There's so much here.
There's so much to unpack, right? Okay. Oh, God.
Can't unsee it.
I think the first thing we got to unpack, right, is Hugh Hefner passed away at 91.
Correct.
And so she dated him the last 5 years of his life.
That's 80 what?
86.
I can't believe he was doing it. I don't believe it.
This is elder abuse.
Oh, he was on the Viagra. He was doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It was like he had a reputation to uphold, so he had to do it.
It's like the Viagra was making his body hard.
Oh, yeah.
You trying to give my man Rick and Mortis before time?
So, of course, he's laying there like this.
Yeah.
You know, he half in heaven, half in earth.
Right.
You
know one what I'm toe saying? In As the he's... pearly gates and one toe out.
Yeah. How are you going to hate on a man who could easily have been in the grave and be like, he ain't laying it down.
Yeah.
Like people did. Do you know how long ago he was a teenager?
Right. You know how long he'd been Hugh Hefner at the Playboy Mansion with so many women of all walks of life, shapes and sizes, and bikinis and thongs.
But what even if you reversed his age, he was still old.
Yeah. And I was going to say. All right, y'all, coming up next, Jodie Foster almost snatched Carrie Fisher's iconic Princess Leia hair buns from her. We'll explain that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up?
All right, now, Star Wars is such a staple in pop culture that it's hard to imagine anybody else in the main roles. But believe it or not, the iconic role of Princess Leia, played by the late Carrie Fisher, almost went to Jodie Foster.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I can see
she
that.
She would have been a good Leia.
But she was an even better Clarice. Yeah. Tell us what she said, Tamar.
Okay, I don't have a good Jodie Foster impersonation. Yeah. Okay. Let me just dig.
She's a little bit country, a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah, it is. She has that interesting accent.
Like a twangish?
Yeah. Slightly.
Okay, let me see. They were going for a younger Princess Leia, but I had a conflict. I was doing a Disney movie, and I was already under contract, so I didn't do it. I didn't know how good I would have been. I might have had different hair.
Don't you dare, Darth Vader. Get away from me, Darth. Han, come out here and save me.
Luke. Wait, Chewbacca.
Luke, you're my only hope, Luke.
Luke.
Now, just to put it all in perspective, Carrie was 19 during the first movie, and Jodie's like 6 years younger. And I don't think nobody could have pulled off that Slave Leia look the way Carrie Fisher did when she was in the Return of the Jedi and like she was in Jabba's palace.
That was my favorite one, Return of the Jedi.
That one's so dope.
Yeah.
I have a fun fact.
What's that?
I don't remember any of that.
For real?
Yeah, I'm sure I saw it as a kid, but
you remember C-3PO and R2-D2?
I saw it at Disneyland.
It's not safe.
No, see,
you got to take some time out and watch the movies like in order.
Jabba the Hutt.
I've heard of him. I just don't remember.
Lando Calrissian with the like slick back perm.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I don't recall ever seeing it.
He was
I don't remember.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Well, okay. Yeah.
You're clearly on the dark side, Tamer.
Probably, Tanner.
All right. In other Caucasian news. We've got an interesting case of mistaken identity here. Okay, we don't all look alike. You guys all know Tom Holland. He played Spider-Man in the Avengers movies, but you might not know Tom Hollander. He's also a British actor, but he's about 30 years older than the other Tom. We got Tale of Two Toms.
Okay.
And a few years ago, both Toms even had the same agent for a while, which why would you do that to yourself?
Why?
All right, so on Late Night with Seth Meyers, Tom Hollander said his agent once emailed him with the subject line, box office bonus for the Avengers.
Wow.
He said it was an astonishing amount of money. It was not his salary. It was his first box office bonus. Not the whole box office bonus, the first one. And it was more money than I'd ever seen. It was a seven-figure sum.
And it wasn't for him.
And it wasn't for him.
Oh, that would have hurt.
Yo,
that's when that email auto-type really fails you because you thought you had the right one.
Or he should have responded because it's kind of stealing, but still.
Sounds great. Send it in.
Sounds great. Send it in.
Only thing missing was the ER. Oh. And if you would have cashed it in Atlanta where people don't pay attention to small details, you could have definitely cashed that check and been all the way to the bank.
Evidently, at the time, he had just done an acting role and got paid like $30,000, and he thought he was doing great. Then he saw seven figures.
Yeah.
A bonus.
Well, he had a bad day that day, huh?
Yeah.
He definitely spent that $30,000 at the bar.
That's what you get for playing Spider-Man, though.
They could at least put him in the next Spider-Man movie as, like, Tom's uncle, cousin,
guest,
somebody, man.
Whatever, truck driver, bus driver. All right, y'all, up next, Austin Butler shares what he had to do to prepare for his latest role, and it's got us all shook up. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey!
All right, y'all. Austin Butler played the iconic Elvis Presley, and he studied method acting for 3 years to pretty much become Elvis. Take a look at how he's preparing for his next role in Shook Off Elvis.
All I thought about was Elvis for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had that week off, and then I flew to London. And then I at that time, it's COVID, so I'm quarantined for 10 days. Yes. I thought, all right, just pour all this energy into learning about World War II now.
Right. How would Elvis fly a plane?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I had a dialect coach just to help me not sound like Elvis.
Oh, wow.
In that film.
Wow.
That was the whole thing.
3 years is a long time to be in character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do turn into that person and lose yourself. That's a lot.
Yeah, I was happy to see him looking regular.
Me too. Because every time I see it,
yeah.
Do you think when Sofia Vergara played Griselda that she sold drugs?
What? Stay with it, baby.
What?
If you really want to commit to the role.
If you're trying to commit to the role.
And understand the danger that comes with the occupation in which you're inhabiting. I mean, I doubt she did that, but go the extra mile.
What kind of actor do you want to be?
Yeah.
You know what?
Who would you want to play in a movie if you had to, like, you know, do everything that they did?
I think I could be Mariah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like Young Thug girlfriend?
No, not that one. Not Daddy, am I your daddy? Hey, Daddy, am I your baby? Hey, darling, no darling.
Word.
That one.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't even know who I could play.
Seth Green.
I can see that.
Oh, dang it.
You sure could.
I get the Seth. Why? I do not look like Seth Green.
You didn't
do all the Austin Powers stuff.
That was good. You didn't get castinated. That was really good.
Throw up a side by side. Throw my face next to Seth Green's face. Man, I've heard that before.
What's his name? Troy Vern Troyer.
Yeah. Vern Troyer's mini me.
Yeah, you could have been a
mini me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, you could have been a dope mini.
I thought y'all were going to say something like Young Hulk Hogan.
No, not this time, baby.
Ric Flair, baby. All right, well, moving on. Green. The ladies of The View were chatting about Jason Kelce and his shirtless moment when meeting his brother's girlfriend, Taylor Swift. And it made the ladies shine a light on how co-host Joy Behar met her husband, Steve. And he had less clothes on than Jason did. Check this out.
Oh, wow.
She met her husband at a nudist colony.
You did, Joy.
Partial nudist colony.
First of all, he was nude. I was dressed.
Like I said,
make it clear.
I wore a street tag upon entry.
Were you dressed-ish?
Yeah, I was fully
clothed. Did you have on shorts?
No. Clothes like her, the transparent stuff? Yeah, real clothes.
I was fully clothed. It was a place, it was a resort. No, I don't wear bathing suits in public.
Neither does Steve.
Are you crazy?
It was a resort. What kind of resort? A nudist resort. Mm-hmm. She was fully clothed. What was she doing there?
Why are you going to a nudist resort?
Fully clothed, if it's a nudist resort. Yeah.
Do you think that the fact that she met him naked is the reason that it worked out?
I mean, it's a
you
head
got
start.
Nothing to hide.
And that is when you're most vulnerable. You know what I mean? Like, you know, if somebody catch you naked, like, damn, man, like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, where do you go from here?
Yeah.
Like, we're naked.
No guessing.
Yeah. You've seen what's under the engine.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, you want to take it for a test drive.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And she did that.
Yeah.
Probably like fully clothed as well.
Yeah, like a car. Make sure the muffler, the carburetor, make sure everything's right.
Stick shift.
Yeah.
Move on.
Moving on.
Coming up next, Kurt Russell had a front row seat to O.J. Simpson's run from the police. Find out how after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey!
Now, no one will ever forget the infamous O.J. Simpson high-speed chase, especially Kurt Russell, because he was there.
What?
Who knew? Check out Kate and Oliver Hudson's story of their dad, Kurt, showing up to OJ's house the night of the chase.
Ooh. OJ was on 405, and Kurt all of a sudden just went.
He knew.
Oh, he's going home.
He's going home.
And he's
going home. He's going home.
Next thing you know, he gets in the car and he leaves. And he goes to OJ's house. I don't know why.
just to see it all unfold.
What happened, you know? We saw our dad, like, on television,
right.
Like, behind the caution tape. Like, it was so, we were like,
wow.
I can understand wanting to see how the chase would end, but, like, as I'm pulling in my driveway, as O.J. Simpson, is that my man from Big Trouble in Little China?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
Is that the dude from Escape from New York with his binoculars in my front yard?
Pierce, friend, you would be supportive still.
But would you
If they said you killed somebody at your house, I would show up
Thank you.
Tanner, is you good? What is they talking about, bro? You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't just think you was a murderer because I know you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
But now you break it down like that.
And I think to protect you, I'd stay away because, like, so Headcrack said that Tanner did.
And because Headcrack was there, we're going to arrest you.
You're going to get more time.
That Seth Green looking guy, I know he did it.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.